completed 2 days here in the books, and put the pads on tomorrow and just keep working through our process of installation.
Derek was telling us about how him and Amari rooming together this camp. What does that do for the quarterback receiver combination for them to kind of get to spend all that extra time together?
Yeah, I think all that interaction helps their rapport. They talk football, they talk life, and it's a good thing. You know, back in the day, Steve Young and Brent Jones were roommates, for years, the night before the game, and it's just good, as those two young players grow together, to be more productive.
Is that something that they stepped up and wanted to be roommates, or is that something you guys said?
No, that's their doing. Yeah, they're doing. They those guys are real assertive. They take initiative, to get better. They live near one another out there, along that 680. They're throwing together out there at parks all the time where there's no lines on the field. They like football, and they want to be great.
How important is it to get Clive back up to speed with Derek? Obviously, just when you see the offseason program he missed, training camp that he missed a lot of last year, how important is that to have this time to get those guys up to speed now?
Well, it's crucial because we've missed a lot of time with Clive over the last number of months. Even this time last year, he was on the shelf. So it's good to have him out there. Again, for Derek and the quarterbacks to have a feel for the way he runs his routes, where to place the ball, when it's a contested catch, that type of thing. So great to have him out there. He's got a lot of ability, so we're looking for him to be, a big part of what we do.
You lose Helu, but you get DeAndre Washington in the draft. And what have you seen from him in offseason workouts and then now here training camp in Minnesota?
Well, we've seen some good things from DeAndre, also from Jalen. George had a good day today, made some real good decisions in our 9-on-7 run game period. Marcel, of course, is there. Taiwan brings a lot to the table. Mays, just the whole running back room is a real positive group. They work hard. I feel like they get better each and every day.
How do you feel the offensive line is kind of coming together with bringing in Kale and then moving Gabe over? How do you feel that's all coming together so far?
Good, but we're not there yet. I think everyone would admit that. It's a work in progress, but we're just 2 days in here. We had our OTAs, which were 15 good days. But KO's playing his natural position. Gabe's having to move to the right, so Gabe's got some learning curve, but he's really traveled along that curve very quickly.
And then how do you assess so far the right tackle battle? Obviously, it's a competition. You got the same one as you saw last game.
Yeah, it'll be good once the pads come on to be able to evaluate that even more. We've got a competitive group. When you talk about the right tackle, both guys have played in the NFL at a high level with Menelik and Austin. We're glad to have them both. So the whole unit is going to be a strong unit, one of our strengths of the whole team.
How is this training camp different this year as opposed to last year now that you have a year under your belt?
Fewer unknowns, definitely. Fewer unknowns for the players, the coaches, staff. We can definitely focus on football more rather than just being in the right place at the right time and trying to memorize the schedule. So it's an advantage to have that continuity. It's a terrific place, as we know, to practice football and get ready for a long season. So the energy's high. We're glad to be here.
What are you looking forward to with regard to putting pads on tomorrow?
Well, just for it to be more realistic. We'll try to stay off the ground. There won't be any cut blocks. There won't be, tackling. But we're trying to simulate the game as best we can here at practice while keeping people healthy. So the pads will be a good welcome, welcome addition for all of our players. And we don't get a lot of them, maybe just a handful over preseason. I think Jack mentioned the other day there's only 8, 10, maybe a dozen padded practices. So got to make the most of each and every one.
Does it ramp up your concern about injuries when the pads come on?
Well, we're always concerned about staying healthy, so we want to instill good practice habits, take care of one another as Jack preaches, and still get the work in.